Hi, I'm Josh. I was born in poverty-laden Flint, Michigan to a blue-collar working family. I went from pulling weeds, washing dishes, and delivering pizzas to building a small business doing over $150,000 a month. I sold it and moved to Costa Rica with my wife and four kids. And on this podcast, we explore the secrets and the strategies that I used to win. Building your business is one of the hardest things you will ever do. So let me finally help you automate, grow, and someday sell your company. Hey everybody, Josh here. How you doing? I am driving, coming back from dinner with my sister, which is amazing. I'm about to wrap up my trip here in Michigan, going back to Costa Rica in a few days. And inside the Facebook group, The Growth Vault, which is awesome. If you haven't joined it, go ahead and join it. It's free. Just search for The Growth Vault. It's a Facebook group. It's super active, unbelievable contribution from everybody in there, like really sharing. It's been really, really vibrant and awesome. Lots of good questions, lots of good responses from all kinds of people and actually a variety of industries. So that's been really, really cool. So check that out. But there's this guy that posted about, should he raise money for his business? And he was looking at going to an investor, or maybe he had an investor that came to him. And I've helped other people, actually some people that worked with me in my boot camp that have tried to buy other businesses, people that have had investors come to them to acquire, you know, a portion of their business. This is a common thing. And, you know, looking back on my experience with my cleaning business, there was a lot of times, especially when it was really hard, where you would like daydream about, if only I had $10,000, if I could just get $50,000, then everything would be okay. And, oh man, we just need this extra money. And, you know, look, I totally get it. And I've raised money before. And, you know, I don't talk about all my business ventures on this show, but I've raised hundreds of thousands in capital from private individuals. I've even raised money from a private equity fund for a venture that I have. I'm not going to get into that, but I do understand what it's like to raise capital, what the good side and the downs and the bad side is of raising capital. And with my cleaning business, I had a business partner for most of the entire life of the business. The first 3 years I was on my own, he came in, bought some equity. So I have a good perspective, I think. So I wanted to share some insights. Now, the first thing that I get questionable about when someone comes to me like, Josh, help me. I need more money. I got this investor and they're really excited because when you look at investment capital, you get this capital injection. You got all these dollar bills in this wheelbarrow and you're drooling over it. Usually what happens is you start to rationalize in your brain the 100 reasons you have to have it, but really it's a deep-rooted emotional issue. It's not that logical of a choice, typically, not always. It's usually highly emotional. You're tired of the struggle. You're tired of the pain. You're tired of a tiny salary. And the idea of getting a bunch of money, you know, pumped into your business really gets you excited. And I freaking get it. I totally get it. But it's the wrong way to look at it. And it can be a huge mistake if you do this wrong, if you handle it wrong. So I want to give you some pointers here. Number one, you never want to raise money for a business that isn't already established with a working model. Okay, what do I mean by model? What I mean is you should have, at a basic level at least, a little box. You put a dollar in the top and $2 come out the bottom. It's somewhat predictable. It's methodical. It should be borderline boring. So if you have a lawn care company and you know, if I spend $100 on this and this, it will generate this many phone calls and I'll convert 83% of those into a job. And my average ticket is this amount, which is this amount of total revenue off the 100 spent. If you know that and you have the data to support it and you're really at max capacity and you really want to scale and grow, then maybe you should look at getting an investor. Like that's something you could legitimately look at. Even then, I would encourage you to exhaust all your resources of bootstrapping it, reinvesting your own cash flow, taking a smaller paycheck, taking the extra money and putting it back into scale. Like you will be really happy in the end if you did that. But that would be a scenario where it could make sense to raise a little bit of money, right? Because you have a working model. Like it's not risky. Like you know what to put the capital to work doing. Like you know where to send those dollars. Because if you watch Shark Tank, Mr. Wonderful, the guy who's really mean to everybody, the guy's kind of a jerk, but you know, very entertaining. He always says that when he invests, he likes to send his dollars out and they need to come back home with friends, right? And I can assure you, your investor wants the same thing. So what happens is people will get this money, drop it into their business checking account, and then they'll just start doing stuff. Usually the first thing they do is buy stuff. They want equipment. I need a hot water skid, 20,000 something something. I need this equipment thing with the thing and the top secret extraction, whatever. And they don't have a model behind it. They don't have any sort of system that is measurable, that drives their growth, their profitability. They don't have any employee systems. They have no way to drive company culture. If you don't have a really solid plan in place for the three employees you have right now, and you think you're going to, you know, take $100,000 and blow that up to, you know, 20 employees, you're just kidding yourself, man. Like, things get harder as you get bigger, not easier. So you got to have these things in place up front. I'm not trying to discourage you. Like, I hope this isn't coming across as discouraging. I just want to be really clear, because building a business can be the hardest thing you ever do in your life. It's hard on your marriage. It's hard on your relationship with your kids. It can be hard on your relationships with your friends. Like, when you're struggling, they pity you. Like, your friends are like, what's wrong with that guy? Oh, Josh, what are you doing, man? Oh, it's embarrassing. You're cleaning windows. Oh, my God. Like, I could feel that a little bit, you know, early on. And maybe it wasn't real. Maybe it was my own insecurities. But it was hard nonetheless, right? And then when you start to succeed, people act weird then, too. You know, oh, my gosh, did you hear that Josh did this? It just seems like it never ends. But raising money for the sake of raising money isn't going to fix it. What you want to raise money for is to put a resource in the fuel tank of a business that's already working. Let me repeat that. You raise money to expand and grow a business that's already working. It's already figured out. You figured it out. You know how to recruit. You know how to interview. You know how to train and onboard. You know how to invest in your core company values and your culture, and how to lead people and how to hold them accountable, but also inspire them. You got all that done. You know how to find a customer, acquire a customer, convert a customer, extract referrals, and keep all the data clean. You know how to do your financials and your books and measure your KPIs and all the metrics you need to track. You got all that stuff going. You're not even involved in all that because you have a small team around you that's doing it. At that point, maybe you should look at raising a little bit of money so you can widen the base, widen the foundation, right? But that is a very small percentage of the people that listen to the show, and really a very small percentage of the people out there, you know, fighting the good fight every day. Most of our businesses are broken. And so when you throw capital at it, it's still broken, right? It just doesn't work. It creates a lot of headaches. So giving up equity, it's so easy to do in the beginning, but then later you're like, oh my God, why did I do that? I've seen it a lot, guys. And if you structure the investment as debt, you know, that's not fun either, because, you know, the money you're spending to buy the skid and buy the new piece of equipment to expand your services, that doesn't solve your sales problem. You buy some fancy piece of equipment, you don't have your phone melting because there's so much demand for it already. It's not going to magically start ringing, guys. Just because you have a flashy new truck and some great, you know, setup doesn't mean people give you money automatically. It makes you feel good short term, but the debt will be sitting there waiting for you. It's not going away, man. And, you know, just a basic financial education, you know, that's the difference between stocks and bonds, right? You got equity and debt. And those are your two options when you raise money. You give up a piece of the ownership of your company for the cash, or you put yourself on the hook for debt to pay it back. And man, in either scenario, if you don't have a working model, people are not going to be happy. Your investor's not going to be happy. You're not going to be happy. It can be a total disaster. Now, I want to end on a positive note, because I have a business partner and it's been amazing. Like, having a good business partner, it's unbelievable. Like, I feel so lucky, and I don't think people realize that I had some help. Like, I didn't do everything by myself. Like, I had a guy, Chris Phillips, who helped me build my cleaning business, and he's the total opposite of me. We're completely different people on a personality level, but our core values, who we are as men underneath, are totally aligned. What we wanted to do with our company was totally aligned. And, you know, when I was having a bad day, he'd pull me up. When he was having a bad day, I'd pull him up. And that was really an amazing thing. I don't think I could have done it without him. It would have been a lot harder. So I am not anti-partnership. I'm not anti-investment. I'm just pro logic. You know, use your brain. Try to get the emotion out of it. bounce these things off smart people who aren't afraid to hurt your feelings before you pull the trigger on something like this. So that's it, guys. I think I'm going to do some more podcasts too about, you know, how to structure a business acquisition, how to recognize a difference between just, you know, an asset purchase and buying someone's, you know, stuff, and what it's like to buy a real business and what the difference is, how to identify opportunities, how to take a company that really is underutilizing their customer list and buy that and make a huge return. There's all kinds of cool stuff we can talk about more in the nerdy business side. So again, if you have questions, if you have a specific topic you want to hear me talk about, let me know. Go to automatejosh.com, my new website. Go to, I think it's Ask Josh, or maybe about, there's a contact me where you can ask me a question, fill out the question, send it in. I'll do my best to answer it. But until next time, I'll probably be in Costa Rica. You guys have a great rest of your day. Take care. Keep fighting the good fight. Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.